الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقل نضرب بعصاك الحجر فانفجرت منه 12 عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. صدق الله العظيم. Last week we spoke about the time when Banu Israel were kept in that tih, in that wilderness, for a period of 40 years. There too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still provided for them. Allah shaded them with a cloud, a special cloud from Allah. Allah gave them food from Jannah, Man and Salwa. And then Allah gave them water to drink as well. And the details of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them water to drink is mentioned in the current verse. And here Allah says, and remember when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sought for water from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his people. So we instructed Musa, strike the rock with your staff. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ 12 عَيْنًا. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam struck the rock with his staff, 12 springs gush forth from that rock. Allah says, every tribe, every group of people knew very well their place of drinking. And then Allah says, eat and drink now from the provision of Allah and do not spread mischief. Do not go about on this earth causing mischief, spreading disorder. Here in this verse we see that when the Israelites, the Banu Israel, when they were very, very thirsty, then they came to Musa alayhi wasalam and they asked him to make dua to Allah, to pray to Allah for water. So when Musa asked for water, Allah gave him this command. Here we see, Allah says, فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ 12 عَيْنًا. Then after Musa alayhi wasalam made dua to Allah, and Allah instructed him to now strike the rock with his staff, Allah says, by doing that, 12 springs or 12 streams began to gush forth from that rock. So why did 12 streams gush forth from that rock? This is the question. Here, subhanAllah, it is mentioned that Banu Israel, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, they were the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had 12 sons. And each son had his own huge and large family, and that family was a tribe by itself. So these tribes, they were actually the families of the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. So there were 12 springs, one for each tribe. And all of these tribes were actually the families of the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah says, قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. That each tribe knew very well their drinking place. So they must consider this as a bounty, as a ni'mah from the side of Allah. Why? Because now they don't have to, each tribe doesn't have to share the water with the other tribe. There is no fighting that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that there was only one spring, then sometimes there could be some fighting that now it is my turn to drink from here, not your turn. Or sometimes I will not share with you now. Or sometimes you don't want to share with the person. But here Allah made it such that there are 12 springs. So each tribe here is drinking from its own drinking place. And the other tribe is not affected by this. So Allah says, now eat and drink from the provision of Allah. And do not cause mischief on this earth. Making mischief here means do not make shirk. Or do not do all those acts of disobedience, ma'asi. Mufassirin mentioned that from this verse, what do we learn? When we are in some drought, when there is a drought and there is no water, then we should supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn our attention to Allah, that Ya Allah, help us, send down the rains. What are we? We are your banda, we are your ibad, you are our Rabb, you are the provider. There can be no higher maqam than the maqam of Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our provider. And at the same time, we tell Allah, we express ourselves in our dua before Allah, that Ya Allah, we are your servants. There can be no abd, there can be no lower job description that can be given to any person than the maqam of abd. Abd, so we are right at the bottom. We are here at your service. We are your slaves. We are right at the bottom. And Ya Allah, you are right on the top. You are our Rabb. You are our provider. In fact, there is There are some ahadith that say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his time also, when they were suffering with drought, there's a riwayah that comes in Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came out of the city and he went to the outskirts of Medina, or at a place, an open area where he would perform Salatul Eid. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed a special type of salah, which is called Salatul Istisqa. And in that salah, after that salah, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately after that, it rained upon them. Another riwayah suggests that it was done in a khutbah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on a Friday, after his khutbah, he made dua, and immediately sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent rain for them. So however the prayer, however the supplication be, the idea is that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, and we show our incapability, our lack of intelligence. Who are we, Allah? We are nothing. Allah is the provider, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is readily ready to accept that dua.